And ask for someone to volunteer. Who wants to volunteer? No one wants to volunteer for this exercise? Come in front. I want one volunteer. Anyone? Yeah? Two. It doesn't matter. Two I also can come. Okay. So, you might have already, some of you might have heard or seen or witnessed this exercise in different contexts. But in this context, let us take it meaningfully. Come, come, sister, you also do it, no problem. How do you find this piece of paper? You do have a piece of paper with you? Take a piece of paper, light one. Any piece of paper, light one. Don't tear, just take any other paper. Take any piece of paper, light one. Okay, come sister. You don't need to do it. I'm just taking two volunteers to demonstrate something very easy. Okay, is it light? You sure it's very light? Okay, come, come sister. Take a piece of paper. You wanted to volunteer also, it's nice. Okay, come. Most welcome. What's your name? What is your name? Ning. Ning. Ning and Davendri. They're going to do an exercise. So simple, you know. They might find it a little silly. Okay, I tell them, hold this paper like this. Hold the paper like this. Okay. Like this that I'm seeing. Hold this. Only one. One end. Okay, go on holding it. All of you watch. Go on holding it. You see, she changed her hand. It's so light and yet she changed her hand. Go on holding it. She finds the other one easier. Okay, fine. Observe what will happen. Go on holding it. Don't move your hand. Just go on holding it. For 1 minute, eh? Okay, let me count 1 minute. It's already 30 seconds gone. Five more minutes, okay? How do you feel? It's easy? Easy? Okay, you hold it for 5 hours. You guessed? What is the exercise? As light as that paper, if you go on holding that same position for 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 months, 5 years, 25 years, what will happen? You'll feel your hand after 5 minutes. What do you feel? Pain. Then what do you feel after that? At one moment you'll become paralyzed. Yeah, thank you. Go and sit. So imagine the things that we are holding physically, what a strain it is. What a strain it is to hold something even light for some time in our hands. Now imagine in us, the soul, we are carrying impressions of everything we have had in our life since copper age. For how many lives? 63 births. No wonder we are heavy. We are tired. Aren't we? Now that Baba is starting to lift that weight off our back, so we should willingly let go. But somehow we are still hanging on to it. So what you have done is just a sample of feeling relief of having done that. But that's not finished, just a physical exercise of having put it. We should have our heart in it. And always remember that Baba is holding us in His lap. Baba is carrying us. He says, I won't go back. Remember, Didi Jayanti was telling in the morning class when she was doing Murli. She said that Baba, even Brahma Baba, hasn't gone back. He's waiting. In the Murli also, he said, I'm waiting. So what will he do in the kingdom all alone? Right? So time is waiting for us. Souls are waiting for us. Nature is waiting for us. Bab Dada is waiting for us. It's all a question of waiting for us. Imagine how much longer Baba will go on waiting. Not long. So we have very short period of time. So make the best of what you have had done today. If ever the thought comes back to you, of things you have burnt there, tell yourself it has no power over you. Again and again you remember now. Tonight you see in the timetable it is written after dinner. There's coloring your heart with virtues. You'll find in your pack there's a mandala. I think each one may be having a different one. But even that is meaningful to you, whatever you have had. You know, someone may have a design of just, I don't know, only one heart in it. Some may be having in a special pattern. Just see this one. It's so simple. Yeah? This may have several interpretations. Right? Depend on who we are and what are our specialities. So tonight, those who are willing to, it's optional. If you are tired, you want to go and rest, go rest, no problem. But if you want to have fun, all together we come, maybe for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, we make a fun, we paint it, we have colored pencil will be available here. Team members, Brother Vikram, you look for colored pencils with the team. So tonight you will have this coloring. We'll have a little exercise of heart warming. How do we feel when we feel our heart being warmed by Baba's love? How we can grow our heart also to make it unlimited, and we'll paint it. And you'll carry it home with you. Every time you feel your heart a little depressed, take it out, paste it somewhere, and remember, this is what I am making my heart colorful with all virtues. Okay, so tonight we'll go with that. But before we leave now, we will all be holding hands. If we are still in the bodily world, then if you feel for discipline's sake, even in Mariada, if I were, you know, from the first generation of Brahmins, I would have told brothers on one side, sisters on one side. But I don't know, it's up to you. So you will be holding hands and going in tune with the song. The song, your translator will interpret it. Okay? So the song is Lokik song, Conquest of Paradise. So that's the first step we have moved in the morning session. Tomorrow we'll have the second step. No, this evening we'll have the second step. Second step, we'll have a wonderful soul who will come and address us. But before that, we'll have a powerful meditation, seeing into being. Who are we as a soul, as a being? We'll do some meditation to prepare ourselves, to pave the way, so that whatever we listen, we'll be able to absorb, assimilate, and put into practical life. So let's listen to this song. We can switch off the lights. Let's go in silence, silent mode. One, two, three. So let us get up. Stand up. Watch your bodily language. Stand tall. And it's up to you, it's optional. You can hold hands. For those who are sick or tired, you may still remain seated. But for those who can stand up, you keep your bags on the chair. then as if you are absolutely free, you don't have anything, you are light, you are a king in the territory called the body. And we watch this song and absorb the spirit of the song. So now when you go in the dining hall, you'll find some souls standing there with a silent, with a sash silent. So let us, this person who is, this soul who is having this sash called silence, remind you that we take our lunch in that spirit, that the food is medicine for the body. And also we say gratitude, thanks to Bab Dada, the family, all the souls that have been involved in bringing the food in the plate, and all the five elements of nature. Okay? So we remind ourselves, so they will stand there in the dining room in different places with this symbol, silence, written on them on a sash. For a few minutes they will hold it, they may not stand for too long, but at least it is an indication that you are a group who are on an intense journey right now from today and tomorrow. Okay? Thank you. Bon appétit. Good appetite.